This is a CBC podcast.
The politics of gender identity in schools did not come up at the provincial debate on Wednesday, but first thing yesterday morning it did. Scott Moe says he recently learned of concerns from parents at an elementary school about what he calls biological boys using the girls' change room.
The first order of business with the re-elected Saskatchewan Party government would ensure that biological males are not changing in a biological female or alongside biological females or in the female change room. That order would be sent by our education minister. That would be the first order of business if we were re-elected. Be a directive from the minister to the school divisions. And I would hope that the school divisions maybe would act and we wouldn't be required to do it. Again, these schools are operated by the school divisions, the administration that is there, and elected school boards. And, we would think that many of them have policies in place in this space already. Should they not, we would ensure that there is a provincial policy in place. My understanding, that would be an odd interpretation of the Charter of Human Rights. What about the rights of all of the other girls that are changing in that very change room? They have rights as well, and they have a right to be safe. So if we are re-elected, I'll be very clear, there will be a directive that would come from the Minister of Education that would say that biological boys will not be in the change room with biological girls.
That's Scott Moe speaking at a Saskatchewan Party campaign event yesterday in Regina. The applause you heard came from supporters and candidates for his party. The response from the leader of the Saskatchewan NDP came quickly. Carla Beck says the Saskatchewan Party is again choosing to make vulnerable kids more vulnerable.
This is the most ugly kind of politics. People in this province consistently are worried about health care. They're worried about being able to pay their bills. They're worried about education, but not what's going on. I don't even want to speak to that. They're worried about kids not getting the supports they need. They're worried about kids, not getting support. They're worried about suicide rates. They're worried about addictions. They're worried about crime. And this is a government that chooses this with all of the issues in education. I mean, I think it shows you very clearly who they are. They've shown us many times.
That's the leader of Saskatchewan's NDP, Carla Beck, responding to an announcement by Saskatchewan Party leader Scott Moe about change rooms in schools. For more on this and the rest of the week's campaign news, we've reached our political panel. Adam Hunter covers politics for CBC Saskatchewan, and Murray Mandrick writes a political column in the Regina Leader Post. Hi, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Adam, where did this come from?
It's a very good question because it wasn't in the party platform. We've had more than 2 weeks of campaigning. It's never been mentioned by Scott Moe or the Saskatchewan Party that I've heard. And I've listened to every Scott Moe opportunity. And it wasn't mentioned in the debate, as you said. It wasn't mentioned in the 20-minute plus scrum afterwards. And then this wasn't really even an announcement. He was asked a question about it and came out and said, this is our first order of business. This is our top priority. And also, interestingly, in there, you kind of heard him say, well, this may be already as a policy in schools. Schools are probably already dealing with this. But in case they aren't, we are going to make sure they are. The background on this is it came out in a news article, and Jeremy Cockrell, who's the Minister of Education acting right now, but it's a writ period. He was quoted as Minister of Education in that story saying, we're going to look into this because there was a complaint from a parent at a school outside of Regina. That's basically what we don't. We don't know anything from the school division, from the school, but all of a sudden this has become a major priority for the Saskatchewan Party and Scott Moe.
An anonymous parent in that story that I read. Murray, what do you make of this?
There was an incident in a Saskatoon high school recently where a girl was set on fire. In any month, week, we get police reports of schools, incidents in which there's bear spray, in which machetes are taken in, where there's serious public safety issues in schools. How is that not the first priority of Scott Moe and the Sask Party government if reelected compared with this? And I guess I'm struggling to understand the depth of politics in this this province right now, and how we've been talking about this indirectly for a year now since Bill 137 and the unintended consequences of things like this. You hear the hooting and hollering in the background from SAS party partisans, and I get people being partisans during election campaign and everybody gets on with the team and everything else. But because we've never resolved the fact that there is consequences, perhaps unintended, but I'm getting a little suspicious that it might be a little bit intended, because this is getting into the realm of manipulating people to get their votes. We're not talking about health care today. We're not talking about the debate today. We're not talking about a lot of issues. We're talking about something that Scott Moe says as premier is now his first priority. Something, as Adam said, wasn't in his platform, but something that kind of grabs people's attention so that they're not talking about other things, and something that I think people are deliberately choosing to not understand or be ignorant of deliberately. Of course, there are policies in schools. Of course, teachers deal with this. Of course, they deal with this in a sensitive way to accommodate the safety of boys and girls in schools, plus the safety of these kids involved their transitioning, which are incredibly few. Very few. We don't even know what this is true, because it's based on a nonsense story from someone that was the communication director of the Saskatchewan United Party a few weeks ago. It's complete and total nonsense. But yet this has now become an election issue. And I think there's a deliberateness to this. I think there's a nastiness to this. And I've been around here for a little while. I don't think I've seen anything worse than 40 years doing this.
At the time that Scott Moe was talking about this, the NDP was announcing more support from former Saskatchewan Party members. What can you tell us about that?
These happened simultaneously yesterday. And so the background on this is the SAS party puts out a release saying, hey, oh, by the way, we have something in Regina at 10 o'clock. And it just so happens at the same time that Carla Beck is getting three fairly high-profile endorsements in the political world, at least, from former SASC party members. Two former MLAs. One is Mark Docherty, who Regina listeners will know as the Regina Coronation Park MLA for the SASC party for about 10-plus years. He was also the speaker. Glenn Hart, who is a 20-plus year MLA at Alaska Mountain Touchwood for the SASC party, elected in 1999. Part of that 99 class that's becoming a little bit more outspoken, including Randy Weeks. And then Ian Hanna, who's a speechwriter, former speechwriter and advisor to Brad Wall recently with the STF. And the line that all three of them really put out there was, I didn't leave the SAS party left me. And both Mark Docherty and Ian Hanna pointed to Bill 137, as Murray mentioned, and then the use of the notwithstanding clause as being just a step too far, not needed, and really turning them off, among other things. Where Glenn Hart pointed to the legislative changes with security at the building, because he was the deputy speaker, and the changes that were made the security go under the umbrella of the ministry and not this independent speaker. And he said that was blurring the line between the executive legislative branch. He didn't like that. Interestingly enough, he also said that the $500 checks that we remember from COVID, he didn't agree with, because he said, the next day I went to Arizona with my wife, I didn't need $500. Why was I getting that money? It should have been distributed in a different way. He also didn't like that Jason Kenney and Scott Moe had opened for business back in 2020. And then there was in 2021, there was that, airlifting people out to Ontario that were in ICU. So different perspectives from the three of them, but some similar messaging. And Carla Beck standing with them and a few other candidates at the ledge yesterday.
As Adam says, we know those names, Ian Hanna, Glenn Hart, Mark Docherty. How significant is this to the general voter?
I am curious as to whether this lands with the voting public out there. I'm increasingly curious that this is rural people in terms of Glenn Hart and Randy Weeks making these pronouncements, as well as the SAS party or Sask United Party candidates that were former SAS party MLAs. I don't get how these guys – it just struck me when Adam mentioned the class of 99. I can run under Elwin Hermanson, but I find Scott Moe too right-wing. Wow. That's quite a statement in itself. And they're going supposedly right and left. I think the real problem is as described by Glenn Hart and Mark Docherty, who I thought was the most compelling speaker. They're highly respected MLA, both on both sides of the House, basically saying that I don't – I think this government – as government, they lost their way individually and otherwise in terms of some of the things they're doing. It neatly dovetails into what Randy Weeks has said, although Mark Dougherty said his experiences were quite different and wasn't quite as harsh in terms of the bullying that Randy Weeks experienced. Mark Dougherty said it was mostly because I didn't have a cell phone. They couldn't bother
that
me.
That would help.
That would help. Apparently that's the solution, ban cell phones.
In schools and the assembly.
And so I'm kind of curious as to whether this will really land. But something else I don't think – yesterday was a day of – I don't think I've seen that before. And I don't think I've seen a day when two former government MLAs have basically say I'm endorsing the opposition because the leader that I was elected under and the party that I elected under no longer holds my values.
Thank you very much, you guys.
You're welcome.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.